Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 19 in your syllabus, that is Reading with Understanding. This story is about George Seybold, who was a young clerk and never saw the turn of events that could lead him to become the manager of one of the world's most glamorous hotels. On one stormy night, an elderly man and his wife entered the lobby of a small hotel in Philadelphia. They were hoping to get some shelter for the night as it was raining heavily. Bolt had no idea who they were and told them that all the rooms in the hotel were taken, but he did not want to send the old couple out in the rain, so he asked them if they could sleep in his room for the night. The couple hesitantly agreed. The next morning, the old man said to Bolt that one day he will become the boss of the best hotel in the United States and assured him that he will be the one building it for him. After 2 years, Bolt had completely forgotten about the incident. When he received a letter from the same old man asking him to meet him, the old man met him in New York and led him to the corner of the 5th Avenue and 34th Street. When he showed him a new building and told him that he has finally made a hotel for him, Bolt did not believe it and was extremely happy and elated. Since then, George Seybold had been setting the golden standards of hospitality. The older man's name was William Waldorf Astor, and he built a grand hotel for Bolt, which was later named as Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Learners, let's go through some important points from the text. On a stormy night, an elderly couple came to a small hotel in Philadelphia. The hotel was full and the couple could not get a room. The clerk in the hotel offered his own room to the couple. Complimenting the clerk, the elderly man said he should be working in the best hotel in the United States. The old man, after 2 years, sent a letter to the clerk with a round-trip ticket to New York and asked him to join him in the hotel. The old man had built a grand, luxurious hotel in New York for Bolt. The older man's name was William Waldorf Astor, and the magnificent structure was the original Waldorf Astoria Hotel. So learners, what did you learn? You learned that goodness always pays off. The clerk was so helpful to the elderly couple. The older couple appreciated Bolt's efforts, and later on they paid him back by building a great and magnificent hotel for him. Isn't this lovely, learners? Learners, now let's just go to the second section of the chapter. So this section is by Nehru. We live in a wonderful world that is full of beauty, charm and adventure. There is no end to the adventures that we can have if only we seek them with our open eyes. In the essay, Nehru imparts that our country is a little world with innumerable places and diversities to discover. He had travelled extensively in India and had grown in years, but still he had not seen many parts of the country. He wished that if he had more time, then he would have travelled all the remote areas of the country. He expresses the desire to travel in the company of children whose minds are full of wonder and curiosity. He would like to take them to the mountains, forests, great rivers, and old monuments because these places tell us about India's glorious history. He believes that such a trip with children would be a voyage of discovery and would bring life and color to our lives. He wants to be close to nature and befriend beautiful birds. He fancies about going to forests and seeing the wild animals. He believes that people who carry guns and kill animals are foolish. Animals are intelligent and have keener instincts than man. If a man goes to them with murder in his heart, they run away. But if a man approaches animals with love, then they do not afraid to come near to him. Nehru says, if you are full of fear yourself, then animals are afraid too, and they might attack in self-defense. A fearless person, learners, is rarely attacked. Hence, Nehru conveys that if we meet other people in a friendly manner, they also become affectionate and friendly and affable. But if we meet somebody with hatred in our hearts, then the other individual also behaves in the same manner. Learners, let's go through some important points from this section. In this section, Nehru talks about our country, which consists of many places and diversity. He believes that he should travel our country with children, and children should embark this journey of discovery, because after this journey, they will learn a lot. He wants to be close to nature, to animals, to birds. He believes that people who carry guns and kill animals are foolish. Nehru conveys that if we meet other people in a friendly and an affable manner, then we receive affection and friendliness from the other side. So learners, we have completed chapter 19. I hope this was helpful. Please go through the text on your own and the worksheets available on NIOS website. Thank you, learners, for listening.